gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for another day of life, and we thank you for the privilege that we have to gather tonight, and we thank you for those commissioners that have been elected to take care of the business of Duke County. For those of us that have and the citizens that we serve, Lord, we just give you thanks for the blessing of working in this great county. We pray that you will bless this meeting, all the proceedings thereof, that you would just bless us with another year. We thank you that we've had a good budget session, and we thank you, Lord, that it's come to this time to approve for the ensuing year. We just pray that you will bless us. We do thank you for the blessing of the decrease of the COVID cases, Lord. We do pray for those that are still being affected, the families that are being affected by that terrible virus. Lord, we thank you for the strength that you've given each and every one of us to be here tonight. Bless the commissioners, Lord, with a sound mind, good judgment, and good deliberation tonight as they transact the business of this county. In Jesus' name, come to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Before you return to your seats, if you will, let's pause for a minute. We lost one of our employees last Saturday, Regina Parker, and I'd like for you to remember the family in prayer, and let's pause for a minute for honoring her, please. Thank you, and you may be seated.
Amen.
All right, moving into our next item on the agenda. Do we have any changes or additions to the proposed agenda?
Sorry, John.
If not, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion?
Second.
Any more comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay, I need the approval of the minutes of the May 17th and May 18th, 2021 meeting of the Board of Commissioners.
So moved.
I got a motion?
Second.
Any comments? All opposed, say aye.
Aye.
Excuse me. I think I said all opposed. I'm sorry. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Sorry about that. Okay. I need a motion for the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. So now we open up for public comment. Mr. Clerk, is there anybody?
Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments.
Okay. At this time, I would like to ask Mr. David Brinson to come up, County Manager Clerk, please, and present our proposed I guess before he gets started, I need a motion to open up a public hearing.
Mr. Chairman.
Or do you need to go over it first?
If I may, let me go over the budget and then we'll open a public hearing to accept public comments.
All right, good enough.
Thank you. As you know, before the Board of Commissioners can adopt a physical plan for the ensuing physical year, North Carolina General Statute 159-12 requires that we hold a public hearing on the county's budget. So we will now begin that. Ms. Chestnut, can you go to the next slide? The total budget, including our general fund and our special revenue and enterprise funds for fiscal year 2021-2022 is $89,067,921. That includes general fund expenditures of $61,406,178. Also, funds appropriated for our special revenue and enterprise funds, emergency telephone fund that runs our E911 communications center. Capital reserve for education stands at $3,156,022 this year. The Register of Deeds office has $19,000 appropriated for their automation enhancement and preservation fund. That is to help with the automation and technology in the office as well as preservation of records. Our fire districts are budgeted to receive $3,093,040. That includes proceeds from the sales tax, contribution from the general fund to each fire department, as well as the fire district taxes. We are setting aside $350,542 in our property reevaluation fund as required by statute. The debt service payments this year are $4,577,214. The water department will operate on a budget of $3,099,599. The water fund's debt service to service the debt on infrastructure projects that we have done in the past is $1,097,288. Our public transit department budget for the upcoming year is $1,239,096. The airport budget is $787,817. Our solid waste and recycling department will operate on a budget of $3,529,145. And the insurance fund, which goes to provide county employees and retirees with health and vision insurance, is $6,209,852. The first budget I will go over will be general fund expenditures. The recommended budget for the ensuing fiscal year, our estimated revenues, including ad valorem taxes, motor vehicle taxes, sales taxes, departmental revenues, and state revenues, is $58,476,391. Our recommended expenditures to operate our general fund departments, $61,406,178. Thus, we are appropriating $2,929,787 in a fund balance appropriation. The general fund budget highlights for fiscal year 21. The property tax rate will remain unchanged at 73.5 cents with no additional fund balance appropriation requested. Mandatory increases in retirement contributions. County employees are members of the local government retirement system. The employees' portion that they contribute to the local government retirement system is 6% of their compensation. The employer, Duplin County's share, is also a portion of the employees' compensation and is based on an actuary from the North Carolina State Treasurer's Office. This year, non-law enforcement employees, the county will be putting in 11.44% of their salaries, which is an increase of 1.21%, and law enforcement employees 12.04%, which is an increase of 1.2%. Increase the budgeted insurance cost per employee. Duplin County is a member of NCHIP, the North Carolina Health Insurance Pool, an association with Gallagher Insurance, in which counties, cities and towns in North Carolina band together to share the risk of high-cost health insurance. We are a self-funded member of NCHIP. This year, the county is budgeting $812.68 per month per employee for health and vision coverage. We have also included a 2% cost of living adjustment for all full and part-time county employees at a cost of $508,005. Sales tax revenue budget is based on recent collections. We are budgeting to collect $1,497,923 over what we budgeted in fiscal year 21. We are also budgeting for slight increases in real estate transfers, taxes, and inspection fees as a result of increasing volumes of requests for service in the building inspections office and the Register of Deeds office. We are also including $827,490 in capital request in the general fund budget. This will go to fund a service truck for the county garage, two ambulances for our emergency medical services department, including one new ambulance and one remount, cardiac monitors for our emergency medical services department, eight vehicles for our sheriff's office, a tractor and a lift for our maintenance and facilities department, a vehicle for both the health department and the Department of Social Services, and an electronic sign for our event center. This next slide shows you the general fund revenues. Revenues are up in this current fiscal year. Ad valorem tax collections stand at around $30,182,800. That's an increase of about $332,000 over the previous fiscal year. Departmental revenues down slightly. Departmental revenues restricted are up. Fund balance is unchanged. Motor vehicles are up. Other revenues down slightly. Sales taxes are up $1,497,923. And as we discussed in our budget work sessions, this is as a result of the pandemic and more of our citizens and businesses shopping at home on the internet through Amazon and other online merchants. And those sales taxes then come back to Duplin County and don't go to Wayne County if you go to Goldsboro to shop, or New Hanover if you go to Wilmington to shop. So folks staying at home shopping more has actually helped our sales tax revenues significantly this year. Our state revenues are also up. Our general fund expenditures. The biggest portion of our budget goes to public safety. That budget is up this year in the proposed budget by about $414,000. This goes to fund our sheriff's office, our fire marshal's office, our emergency management operations, our emergency medical services, our jail, and our building inspections. The second biggest portion in expenditures is human services, which is our health department, DSS, aging, and veterans. The expenditures in the upcoming budget will be $192,468 more for human services. Third biggest portion of our budget goes to education, and that will be up by $42,000. It's budgeted at $12,946,067. Then you have general government, which is the Board of Commissioners, the attorney, the tax office, the register deeds, elections, county manager, personnel, such as that. That budget is $8,358,950. I won't go into all of the numbers because I know it can get confusing, but if anyone has any questions, I'll be glad to answer them. This next chart shows our ad valorem tax comparisons for the past four budget years plus the upcoming proposed budget. As you can see, in 17-18, our tax rate was 69.5, then it went to 71.5, and it's held steady for the past three fiscal years at 73.5 cents. This upcoming fiscal year, 1 cent on our tax rate would bring in $447,959. Our real property values that we use to calculate our revenues for budgetary purposes is in Duplin County is $3,996,982,363. That is an increase of about 3.3% over the past fiscal year. In real dollars, that equates to an increase of $129,424,659 in revenue, in values. So the DMV, we are motor vehicle taxes, we are seeing a value of $473,254,896. Again, these are the numbers that we use to plug in to calculate our revenues for budgetary purposes. Property tax budget versus actual. These numbers show you how much we have budgeted over the past four fiscal years and what we're proposing this fiscal year. Do any commissioners have any questions about this slide? Okay. Sales tax estimates. In FY21, as I alluded to earlier, we used very conservative estimates due to the unknown effects that COVID-19 was going to have on our overall economy. However, sales tax collections were unexpectedly robust last year. We anticipate this trend to continue, thus we have estimated our fiscal year 22 collections to be similar to the fiscal year 21 collections. Now, Article 39, the first sales tax you see there, that's the purest form of local sales and use tax. Any sale that occurs in the county will result in this tax being returned to the county. It's 1 cent on sales tax, and it's delivered by point of sale. There again, if you purchase something in Duplin County, all these funds come back to Duplin County. Article 40, 30% of those funds, that half-cent tax, is set aside for school capital. Sales tax, Article 42, again, that's a half a cent, and 60% of those funds have to be restricted for school capital. The final one, sales tax, 44,524, those funds are set aside for economic development, public education, and our community college purposes. So in FY21-22, we're budgeting $8,730,011 in total collections. Actual collections are shown at the bottom. You can see how we estimated or budgeted at the top versus what the actual collections were at the bottom. So budget versus actual in fiscal year 21, we were above by about $1,531,577. Now we will talk about our special revenue and our enterprise funds. Our emergency telephone fund, there again, that is a tax that we all pay for our cell phones and landlines that goes to fund our emergency 911 telecommunications department. For FY21-22, we are budgeting that department at $503,128. And they will be purchasing some new consoles to be deployed in our telecommunications center. Capital reserve for education, these are funds that we set aside for school debt service. Automation enhancement and preservation, there again, that's that $19,000 set aside for the Registered Deeds Office, and that is a portion of the funds that they collect. Property reevaluation, these are statutorily required to be set aside for our next property reevaluation. We're setting aside $350,542 this year. Our fire districts, our local fire departments are being budgeted, or again, a total of $3,093,040, and that includes all three of their funding sources from sales tax, contribution from the general fund, from the Board of Commissioners, and also the local district fire taxes. Debt service, this is basically our debt service for Duplin Commons and school bonds. It's $4,577,214. Water funds, budgeted at $3,099,599. That is what we use for operational cost in our water department. Our water funds debt service, there again, we're servicing debt on infrastructure projects we completed in the water system in years past. Our public transportation department is $1,039,096. They see an increase of about $192,818 this year. They're purchasing two new transit vehicles with some of those funds. Our airport, $787,817, is actually a decrease from the previous fiscal year. Our solid waste department is being budgeted at $3,529,145. That's a decrease of about $354,000 this year. We have completed several projects in our solid waste transfer station, and we have reinvested in some of their heavy equipment and their trucks to haul our trash, not only from our convenience sites to our transfer station, but from our transfer station here in the county to the regional landfill in Sampson County. So this year, we're not going to spend quite as much to try to replenish some of their fund balance. Our insurance fund, again, is the fund that is set aside to provide health insurance and vision insurance for our county employees and our retirees, $6,209,852. So the total of all of our special revenue and enterprise funds this coming year will be $27,661,743. The next chart, Fund 22 is school capital. These are the sales taxes set aside for school building projects. The Board of Education requested $740,045. We funded that amount this year. We also are proposing in the budget debt service of $2,415,977. Estimated revenues, $2,173,000. And fund balance appropriated of $982,022. At the end of fiscal year 20, the fund balance for the school capital was $3,531,316. Fund 22, these are the details of the Article 40 and 42 sales taxes, which are set aside for school capital. And you can see at the top, these are all school funding sources. So in FY21 and FY22, we are, the general fund total is the same at $10,801,867. The capital fund, we're funding them at a dollar amount of $3,156,022. So the combined contribution to the school system, all funding sources from the county, is $13,957,889. This year we have one additional fire tax that would be collected by our tax office, and an increase requested by the Franklin Fire District, which is the Harold's Fire Department. The Kenansville Fire District had a new tax voted in last November by the voters of the Liberty Hall Fire District, and they have requested that the Board of Commissioners set the tax rate in the Liberty Hall Fire District at 7 cents. That's what is included in the budget. Harold's has requested a 2 cent increase from 8 cent to 10 cent. And that is in the budget, but the Board of Commissioners had decided to make that contingent upon what the Board of Commissioners in Sampson County sets the rate at Harold's Fire District in Sampson County, because our board wants the citizens in Duplin County to pay the same rate that the citizens in Sampson County are paying, because they're being serviced by the same fire department. And I believe the Board of Commissioners in Sampson County are meeting tonight as well. Our insurance fund. Our proposed expenditures and our estimated revenues are the same at $6,209,852. Again, this is Fund 89 that goes to provide health and vision coverage for the county employees and retirees. Future budget goals. We need to continue saving to fund capital improvement plans. On my top list of priorities for capital improvements are a facility for the services for the aged department, emergency services complex to house our communications center, our emergency operations center, which we use during emergencies, especially natural disasters such as hurricanes and tornadoes events, offices for our fire marshal, EM, emergency medical services, and our building inspections. We need an addition to the health department for some training rooms. The event center needs enhancement, including additional parking. We have ongoing maintenance and age to our facilities in our parking lots, which are aging, and also a jail replacement is on our list of priorities. The Board of Commissioners has graciously agreed to fund an employee pay study, which is ongoing as we speak. We will be getting the results of those in the fall, of that study in the fall, rather, and I will be making it a priority in next year's budget to begin a phased-in approach to fund the pay study. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have for the general fund, special revenue funds, and enterprise funds budget. So I would ask now for a motion to open a public hearing to receive public comments on the proposed fiscal year 21-22 budget as required by General Statute 159-12.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are now in a public hearing. Feel free to come up and speak towards the budget. Any questions, any comments, just when you step up to the podium, please speak your name for the record so that, you know, we can know who is presenting when we read the minutes. Anyone's welcome. Or maybe I should say everyone is welcome.
Move to close the public hearing.
Got a motion to close the public hearing. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, public hearing is closed. At this point, I'd like to ask Mr. Davis and Ms. Carrie Shields to present our economic development budget.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Shields and I now appear to present the economic development budget pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 158-7.19C. Before any appropriations or expenditures can be made for economic development, a public hearing must be held, whereas persons who wish to be heard can make oral or present written comments. So this one will be pretty short and sweet. This is the economic development budget for fiscal year 21-22. We are proposing to expend in salary and fringe $147,528, in operating expenses $63,080, incentives, these are incentives to our local businesses and industries, $1,052,749, for a total expenditure in our fiscal year 21-22 budget on economic development efforts of $1,263,357. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have. I would ask that we open a public hearing to receive public comments on the fiscal year 21-22 Duplin County Economic Development Budget pursuant to GS 158-7.19C.
So we have a motion.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are now into a public hearing. Feel free to make your comments.
I would ask that you come up and state your name for the record, ma'am.
My name is Penny Thorne, and I was just wondering, what can you explain what the incentives are so that we have a better understanding?
Thank you, Ms. Thorne. I'm going to let Ms. Shields explain that for you.
The incentive is basically when business and industries are moving into our county or have established that they will be a part of our county, there are certain state requirements that we have to give them incentives to or matches of incentives. So that's where that budget comes from, or that's where that line item comes from. For our county, we are a Tier 1 county, so depending on the actual incentive, whether it be a building reuse grant, 1NC grant, it would depend on how much we would be obligated to match as a county.
Okay.
Ms. Thorne, does that answer your question? Yes, ma'am.
Anyone else? Okay.
Marcella, I need you to come up because it's being recorded. Unless you come up and speak in the mic, no one will know what you said.
Good evening. My name is Marcella Marcy, and I come to meetings all the time, and I thank you all for the honor to speak. Lots of people sit in the meetings, and they don't understand what Tier 1, 2, and 3 is about. Could you explain to the audience what Tier 1, 2, and 3 is and what it represents for the county and financial situation?
Yes. So as a state, each county is looked at as far as your economic standpoint in your county, your salaries, education, anything dealing with your county such as that, and you're ranked on a level. Duplin County is ranked as a Tier 1, meaning that there are certain things that we are able to do or certain things that we're able to receive over a Tier 3 county, which would have more of an economic impact, such as your Mecklenburg County, such as your Charlotte area, your Greensboro area, Guilford County. They do not put us in the same category as those counties. Does that answer your question, or is there anything else you want to elaborate on? Yes, that's the exact word. We're more economically distressed than other counties in parts of the state.
Right. Can I say something on that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the way the state categorizes this, the tiers, is the Tier 1 counties is the 40% of those counties in the state will be categorized as Tier 1. The second 40% is Tier 2, and then the last 20% is the Tier 3s.
So the Tier 3s are your more affluent counties, and just off the top of my head, I know it's Mecklenburg, Wake, Guilford, probably New Hanover, some of those counties.
Wake, different ones like that.
And we are unfortunately economically distressed, but that helps us to leverage more from the state to help recruit more businesses and industries to help bring up our level of, bring our economy up to speed.
Right. And another thing is we were a Tier 2 county until the hurricanes and the floods affected our county and caused economic distress. So that's how we ended up being a Tier 1 county. We were a Tier 2 county, but at this time we're a Tier 1.
Good, Mr. Phil, y'all. How are you doing? Good to see you. What's your name?
My name is Leonard D. Phil. I'm the mayor of Teachy, North Carolina. I was the first African-American mayor since 1874, so it's quite an honor. Now I have two historic buildings here in Teachy. The old schoolhouse, which goes back to 1870, when the Confederates had their troops there and they did their social affairs. We have the bed and breakfast, which goes back to 1800s too. So I want to get money to help repair them, another money for historic sites. Can you help me in any way to help me restore those buildings and preserve our fine history and teaching? I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Ferriero. And I don't think that would fall under the realm of economic development as far as Ms. Shields' office, but I think you could apply for some grants from the North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources, Division of Historic Preservation. So if you call me, I'll put you in touch with them. Yes, sir.
Anybody else? All right, entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Got a motion?
Second.
A second. Any more comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Public hearing is now closed. At this point, I would like to ask Susan Thigpen to come up, please.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, if I could get Ms. Lorraine Moore to come up. It is my privilege tonight to recognize Ms. Lorraine. Lorraine started at Social Services in July of 1995, officially, but she actually did her internship there prior to coming on as an employee. And she worked for 25 years as a social worker at Social Services, primarily working with the adult population. So she retired last July. Your absence is still felt. We do miss you. And so tonight, I am honored to give her Duplin County retiree plaque, presented to you in appreciation for your commitment, devotion, and service to the citizens of Duplin County. 25 years is a long time, and we do appreciate it. And I also have for you the Old North State Award for your dedication and service beyond expectation and excellence to the great state of North Carolina on behalf of the citizens of this state. Bestowed upon you by Governor Roy Cooper is the Old North State Award. Thank you so much for everything you did during your time for the citizens of Duplin County, Lorraine.
Don't go anywhere yet. Don't go anywhere yet. Okay, we have to stand up for you for your service. So I'd like to say thank you for your service and your dedication for the years that you have put into Duplin County. That's a lifetime, and I know that you know the county's proud of you. We're proud of you, and continue with your good work. And good luck to you when you retire.
Thank you so much. Any commissioners want to add to that?
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for all that you've done. Enjoy your vacation and your retirement.
So let's give her one more hand. I would like to ask Ms. Melissa Brown to come forward, please.
Tonight, we're here to celebrate and recognize the 2020 and 2021 Duplin County Governor's Volunteer Service Award recipients. The Governor Volunteer Service Award honors people who have shown concern and compassion for their neighbors by making a significant contribution in their community through volunteer service. The awards program created by the Office of the Governor in 1979 recognizes North Carolina's most dedicated volunteers. Each county can submit up to 10 nominations with special volunteer types and areas of volunteer service categories. Last year, with the COVID pandemic, we were unable to officially recognize the 2020 recipients. Although these recipients have already received their certificate and their pin for their volunteer service, we wish to officially congratulate the recipients tonight. As I call your name, please come forward and I will briefly share information about your volunteer contributions in Duplin County. So we're going to start with Ms. Geraldine Merritt. Ms. Geraldine Merritt is recognized for her outstanding volunteer service in the following categories: serving youth, disaster, and health and human services. Ms. Merritt has advocated for children who were found to be abused and neglected, assisted families in crisis, and continues to volunteer in her community. She began her volunteer service with the Guardian Ad Litem program in February 2006. In the past year, and remember this was the year prior, 2019, she had provided over 1,200 hours of volunteer service in her community with the Guardian Ad Litem Program, Duplin County Disaster Recovery, and Duplin County Outreach Ministries Crisis Center. In addition, she also finds the time to provide school tutoring for children at Rose Hill Magnolia Elementary and Wallace Elementary School. Ms. Merritt also works with an initiative to support programs for inmates transitioning out of prison. Ms. Merritt received the 2020 Governor's Medallion Award for Volunteer Service. This particular award is given to the top 20 volunteers in the state. She was nominated by Ms. Lori McLean and Ms. Denise Cole. Well done. Normally, okay. They would shake your hands. You might just want to stroll by okay. there.
I said I'd go last, but I'll go first. When you were describing Ms. Geraldine Merritt and you were describing her accolades, I was sitting over here saying, is that all? Because I've had personal contact with her, and her name has come off my lips probably 10 times in the last 3-4 weeks. And so I'd like to congratulate you for the things that you do for the citizens of Duplin County. You've assisted me in helping citizens in Duplin County, so I thank you for that. So give yourself a pat on the back, and I'm sure that everybody here will celebrate you as we do. So thank you.
Again, thank you so much. It's people like you that make our county. Thank you a bunch.
Also, I'd like to say thank you for all that you've done and continue to press forward and enjoy your retirement.
Thank you. I echo what Chairman Edwards says. It's people just like yourself that help the citizens of our county that need help and makes our county go around. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
And before you leave, I need some help, so I'll be coming to see you soon.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Mr. Rudolph Becton is not here tonight, but I want to share his story as well. Mr. Rudolph Becton is recognized for his volunteer service in the following categories: veteran, military, disaster, and health and human services. Mr. Becton has a community mindset, a big heart, and a helping hand for everyone. His catchphrase, recycled adult and loving it, is exactly how he is known in the community. His volunteer service began 28 years ago, serving with Magnolia EMS. In 2004, Mr. Becton agreed to represent Duplin County as a Neuse River Senior Games Ambassador by promoting health and wellness in Duplin County. In the past 5 years, you may find him mowing grass at Sarah's Refuge, unloading disaster relief supplies at Cornerstone, or delivering homebound meals in the Warsaw community. Mr. Becton was nominated by community organizations, Services for the Aged, and Cornerstone. Mr. Brendan Cage Bullard is a remarkable Eagle Scout in Faison Scout Troop 48 and has demonstrated an outstanding commitment to volunteer service within his community and state. He is a talented musician who regularly shares his musical skills to honor others. Cage is recognized for his volunteer service as a youth and in the following categories: veteran, military, and disaster. Cage served as a senior patrol leader of Faison Scout Troop 48, where he helped lead flag services to open various community athletic events, as well as the flag placement and the presentation of the colors at the community Memorial Day service in the cemetery. He has provided over 100 hours of volunteer service assisting hurricane victims, working with Calypso Multifamily Cancer Fundraiser, Ansley's Angels event, as well as participates in the Abundant Food Program. Cage was nominated by Francisco Rivas Diaz and Sheila Young.
Again, thank you. It is wonderful for a young man to set such a role model for other young men to try to follow. I just hope some more will follow your steps. Thank you for your service.
I'd like to say also, Cage, that to Brian, it's no small feat to have someone that you've led the right way and for you to follow at a young age and already to be given to your community the way that you have. It is truly something to be honored about. So I would just like to say, keep pressing. Thank you for all that you're doing and look forward to a bright future as time goes on.
I would reiterate what everyone has said here. You know, it's you don't see a young man at your age doing things that you're doing. I know your parents have to be proud of you. I'm proud of you. And continue to do what you're doing and try to get other young adults, young children, people involved in these organizations, because you all are going to be the future of this county, state, and nation. And again, I thank you for what you're doing.
Okay, and and again, is that all?
He had a long list.
I've been knowing Cage for quite some time, since he was a small fella, and he gives from his heart, and he's been involved in several community activities, and they're too numerous to name. But you've got a good role model. You know, your father lets you get involved in certain things, and you do that on your own. But continue to do what you do to serve the citizens of the state of North Carolina and the citizens in Duplin County. So thank you so much for what you have done, and continue the good work. You're doing great.
Hayes and Emily Ludham were next, but they're unable to be here tonight, and I'll read theirs. Hayes and Emily Ludham is recognized for their volunteer service in the following categories: disaster and health and human services. This family duo epitomizes what it is to volunteer independently just for the purpose of helping others while never asking for recognition. Together, they coordinated efforts to mobilize an efficient and effective effort to those who were most affected by the hurricanes and flooding. They encourage others to assist with the effort and provide inspiration in the entire process. Hayes and Emily Ludham were nominated by Kevin Kernham and Henry L. Stevens. The next person is Ms. Joanne Stroud. I don't think I see her here tonight. Ms. Joanne Stroud is recognized for her volunteer service in the following categories: veterans, military, serving youth, cultural, and health and human services. She serves her community and Duplin County in many capacities, especially agriculture and education. In the past, she has served as a vice chairman of the Foundation Board for Duplin Vital Hospital, on the Selective Service Board, chairman of the Kenansville Chamber of Commerce, trustee for James Sprunt Community College, and chairman for the Duplin County Education Foundation. She is an amazing person who gives tirelessly of her time and energy while placing service above self. Currently, Ms. Stroud serves as the president of the Duplin County Historical Society, secretary of the Duplin County Agribusiness Council, and the Duplin County Schools Faith-Based Committee for Public Schools. Ms. Stroud was nominated by Mr. Brian Bullard and Elaine Mia. Mr. Richard Weeks. Mr. Richard Weeks has a clear mission, and it is evident as he serves as Director of Missions with the Eastern Baptist Association. Mr. Weeks is recognized for his volunteer service in the following categories: faith-based entity, adult, individual, and disaster. Mr. Weeks is awarded the Director of Volunteers Award. In addition to the many hats he wears, he volunteers at the Charity Rebuild Center as director and with Baptists on Mission responds to the damage left behind from hurricanes. He has overseen the renovation of the former Charity Middle School, turning it into Charity Rebuild Center, from which volunteers are mobilized. Through the center, he has overseen the mobilization of over 2,200 volunteers. It is not an exaggeration to say that he works 60 hours a week in his volunteer role. In fact, it is an understatement. An average workday, 7 days a week, consists of 16 to 17 hours. Mr. Weeks, along with his wife Tammy, served the community with dedication, leadership, and a servant's heart. Mr. Weeks was nominated by Paul Langston and Richard Brunson.
Mr. Weeks, I would like to take this opportunity just to say that we truly are grateful to have you and your wife here in the community, doing the things that you do as it pertains to the storms that take place here in Duplin County. At that time in many people's lives when they encounter a flood and it takes away, take all their belongings away, to have someone that they can lean on and go to in a time of a real desperate need, words just cannot express the appreciation that they feel and that I feel to you and your wife, all that you do. Thank you for what you're doing. We look forward to continuing to work with you in any way that we can to better opportunities for the citizens of Duplin County. So thank you.
Thank you. The mission that you're leading there, the Charity Rebuild Center, is a great cause for this county. I really hope, not that I mean this ugly, but I really hope you work yourself out of a job. Amen. Because I'm tired of seeing our county flood the way it's been flooding with the storms. But again, thank you for what you are leading there and the people that are working with you there. Thank you very much.
Okay, and I'd like to just say thank you to you and your wife. Every time I come down there, I've been down there to pick up food boxes and different things like that. I've been to several meetings with you with the unmet needs and Duplin long-term recovery meetings with you. And you've always been there as a support group for the county, and you always had a smile on your face like you do now. So thank you very much for doing what you do for the citizens of Duplin County, and words cannot express our appreciation. Thank you.
I totally agree with everything that's been said. It's just remarkable what you and your wife do and how you dedicate so much time. Again, thank you.
So now we move to 2021. So Mr. Darryl Grubbs. Mr. Darryl Grubbs began his volunteer service with Duplin County Services for the Aged in 2008. Mr. Grubbs is recognized for his volunteer service in the Health and Human Services category. Initially, he served as a senior health insurance information counselor providing Medicare and prescription drug assistance. Mr. Grubbs currently serves as a regional aging advisory delegate as well as a member of the Senior Center Foundation Incorporated. This year is the 13th year Mr. Grubbs has volunteered with TaxAid program. He serves as a site coordinator, a district coordinator, and is the assistant state coordinator for Southeast North Carolina. Gifted mathematically, Mr. Grubbs approaches all aspects of his life in a meaningful way. He is very methodical and uses logic and reason to solve problems. During 2019-2020, Mr. Grubbs provided a total of 590 hours of volunteer service. Even in the midst of the pandemic, Mr. Grubbs and his fellow TaxAid volunteers completed 207 successful tax returns. As a mentor to his fellow TaxAid volunteers, he continues to support, train, and equip members to provide quality service in a safe environment. His commitment and volunteer service provided in the community is an invaluable resource to Duplin County. He was nominated by Liz Batts at the Senior Center.
The Governor for volunteer services and APM.
Thank you.
And we do appreciate what you've done. I'm afraid that I cannot stand here and give you the same compliment I did the other young man for setting such a standard for the young men.
Right.
So I'm going to say you set a standard for people like me. So thank you so much.
Thank you for all that you do, Mr. Grubbs. We truly appreciate you.
Okay, and our seniors are one of the most valuable assets we have in this county. That's where we come from, our seniors. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Grubbs. I've known you a long time. You've been around for a long time and been someone that I looked up to when I was in school. And I do appreciate that. And I thank you for your continued service for our elderly population And good job, and thank you a lot.
We have one last recipient for 2021, and she could not be here tonight. Her name is Ms. Marisol Garcia Sandoval. She's recognized in the following categories: serving youth and historically marginalized population. Her volunteer efforts established helping our community, Alberson. Ms. Garcia grew up in Alberson and saw that the rural community lacked resources and attention. After she graduated from college and gained experience from her job, she learned of ways on how to give back to her hometown. She gathered volunteers and began to raise funds for her community, providing struggling families with Christmas presents. Her leadership and kind-hearted motivation have inspired others in the community to continue with Christmas Drive, Marisol. The Christmas Drive brought much-needed joy for struggling families through helping our community in Alberson. It might not be as big or well-known as others, but to those that benefit from the organization, it is a tremendous blessing. Marisol's experience in tutoring and volunteering for school programs is what guides her to be a successful leader. Ms. Marisol plans to keep expanding her organization to educate the children in Alberson on how to find the right career path. Congratulations to all the 2021 Governor Volunteer Service Award recipients. Thank you for your volunteer service in Duplin County. I'm also on the board tonight asking the board to accept the fiscal year 21-22 Home Community Care Block grant allocation and the budget amendment associated with that. The grant allocation is $440,547 with a required match of $48,950, which is a total award of $489,497. These funds are utilized to provide senior services in Congress, home-delivered meals, housing, home improvement, in-home aid, and transportation services.
So moved. I got a motion and a second to accept the fiscal year 2021 Home Community Care Block Grant funding on behalf of services for the Age Department and to approve the associate budget amendment. Any more comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you, ma'am. Thank Mr. You, Davis, if you come forth, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I appear before you now to receive any road concerns or highway concerns that you may have so that I can bring those to the attention of the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
Any commissioners have any road concerns?
I have one, Mr. Brinson, Jones-Turner Road. I actually, the complaint was there was a washout into 100 or 200 block of Jones-Turner Road.
Okay.
I happened to run into Frankie Wood today and told him about it, and he was going up that way, and he called back and said he couldn't find it. But I will follow back up with the person that called me and see if I can get a better location and get back with you.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Garner.
Yeah, I've got a few.
I don't have anything.
Okay, I've got one. Willis Carr Road, which is a rural paved road north of Magnolia, North Carolina.
Okay.
It's a dirt road, and it's very rutty. It has a severe ruts and holes in the roadway that needs to be dragged, and the ditches need to be cleaned. At 2111 South NC 11 Rose Hill area, the ditch will not drain. It needs to be checked out. And then at 2412 NC 50 South, the driveway needs checked out.
That's 2412 NC 50 South of Kenansville or Magnolia?
South Kenansville.
Okay. You said the ditches are clogged?
Driveway.
Okay.
Anybody else, the commissioners? Okay. Anybody from the public have any road concerns?
Yes. My name is John Wayne.
Mr. Williams, I couldn't hear you.
637,
yes, sir.
I had some washout that did the driveway to the washout, and I'd like to look at it and see what we can figure out.
Okay, Mr. Williams, I'll be glad to bring that to the attention of DOT tomorrow for you, okay? Yes, sir.
My name is Wesley Boykin. I'm at 349 West Hill Street, Warsaw.
Okay.
The corner in between Hill and College on the cross, the whole area floods annually with the ditches holding these hills. The yards are, the washout is encroaching upon the properties along the street. There is a First Baptist Church there that flows out of every washout. Literally looks like a lake.
Okay.
And there's no sun in the street, Hill Street, all the way to the train track. And calls have been made more than 10 years ago. Absolutely no reason.
Okay. Mr. Boykin, you said that was on Cross Street between Hill and...
If the two main drives are College, Hill, and Cross Street is Cross. So that whole area, it doesn't stop at Hill, it continues into the church parking lot.
Okay. Now, I believe that's in the town of Warsaw. So what I'm going to do for you, if College Street is flooding, I'm going to report that to the Department of Transportation because that's also Highway 24. They will not go on a town street because that is the responsibility of the town of Warsaw, but I will call Mr. Summerlin and Mayor Connors if you would like for me to.
They told us that that's a state.
That College Road is?
Yeah,
Cross Street is?
State.
Okay, all right, I'll bring that to there. What's your phone number, Mr. Boykin? I'll find that for you and I'll call you back.
My phone is area code 202-0892-8928.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? All right, thank you. Mr. Branson, do you continue?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now to request that a public hearing be scheduled on July the 6th, 2021, regarding the naming of a lane off of Summerlin's Crossroads Road in Kenansville, North Carolina, in the Kenansville Township, Rancho Garcia Lane, pursuant to a request from Ascension and Felipa Garcia in accordance with the Duplin County Addressing and Road Naming Ordinance.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item of business I have before the board tonight is the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners has requested that Duplin County Board of Commissioners designate a voting delegate and an alternate voting delegate to the 114th Annual Conference of the North Carolina Association of County.
Any commissioners that wish to be designated for the delegate or the alternate?
I usually am the delegate.
I believe both Mr. Dow and Mr. Branch will be appearing at the conference, will be attending the conference. So either one of them may be a good choice for the delegate and the alternate delegate.
As stated, I'd be happy to be alternate.
Okay, so do I have a motion to designate Commissioner Dow as the voting delegate and Commissioner Branch as the alternate voting delegate for Duplin County?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, who seconded that motion?
I did.
Thank you. Second. You have another mic. This is better than it's done.
While they're getting the mic ready, Miss Robin, I can't speak. Okay. Ms. Robin, would you come forth, please?
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here today for a signature and to have a form notarized for the North Carolina Science Museum's grant program. I just submitted an application. That's already been done and sent, but it requires a form of, I think you,
can
do
you explain to us what it is?
Yeah, it's the no overdue tax debts that that they require, and I have two of the forms. Two forms need to be signed and notarized. The grant is through the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. And do you have a copy? I do have a couple copies.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is the grant that Ms. Grotke applies for each year through the North Carolina Science Museum's Competitive Grant Program. These funds that she receives from this grant, if approved, go towards the operating cost of the museum. It helps to fund a portion of her salary. It also helps her to fund two staff members and to provide a lot of science-based programs at the museum. I'm sure you can ride by and see all of the benefits we've received from this grant program, so we're hopeful that we'll get it. She's asking you to approve the forms that go along with the grant application tonight.
And we're eligible for $150,000. So that will be a two-year grant. Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Second. Thank you for explaining that. A lot of people don't know what it is. Okay. I know what it is. It's recurring. It comes every year.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to allow the Cowan Museum of History and Science to apply for the fiscal year 2022 North Carolina Science Museum grant, and the chairman as well as the county manager be authorized to sign the grant application form. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Ms. Tracy Chestnut.
Good evening.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would like to request to accept the American Rescue Plan Act, Department of Treasury, and authorize the finance officer to execute the related grant documents and reports. It's estimated that Duplin County will receive $11,309,751 out of $350 billion that was designated to state and local municipalities and local counties as a part of the American Rescue Plan Act.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to accept the American Rescue Plan Act fund from the U.S. Department of Treasury and to authorize the Duplin County Finance Office to execute the grant-related documents as reported. Any more comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
The second item is I would like to request to schedule a public hearing to accept financing from Tri-County Electric Membership Corporation and make application to the local government commission for the construction of the Duplin County Animal Control Services Building. And I'd also like to note that I would like to correct the public hearing date on my agenda request from June 21st to July 6th.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second to schedule a public hearing on July 6th, 2021 to receive public input regarding Duplin County's intent to accept financing from Tri-County EMC and to make application to the local government commission regarding the construction of a new animal care control and adoption facility. Any more comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Tracy Simmons Carnegie, please.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and fellow commissioners. I would come before you guys tonight to
appoint Ms. Cheryl Hooks, who is a nurse representative for our Board of Health. We actually have to have a 13-member board with specific disciplines, and so we need a replacement. And she has agreed to accept her first 3-year term for, as of July 2021 through June 2024. So I would like to request to appoint Ms. Cheryl Hooks as the nurse representative to the Duplin County Board of Health.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second to appoint Ms. Cheryl Hooks, RN, as the nurse representative, year term on the Duplin County Board of Health for a period of July 1, 2021 to June 30th, 2024. Any further comment? All in favor say aye.
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 Unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Tim Wilson to come forth, please.
Good evening, Commissioners.
Good evening.
I don't know why everybody went home before the grand finale. Some big things prepared for tonight. I'm here before you to present an updated policy for the sale of surplus property. You'll recall that our original version of this policy prohibited the county manager, county attorney, commissioners, and anyone in the tax office from bidding or putting an offer on real property owned by the county. Pursuant to NC Gen Stat 14-234, subsection D1, counties that do not have a town of any more than 15,000 people are not statutorily required to have that prohibition. And so the decision's been made internally, assuming the board approves it, to allow the county attorney, county manager, and any commissioner to bid or purchase real property. Mr. Rose asked that the prohibition remain against anybody in his office from bidding on that property, just to eliminate the appearance of any sort of impropriety or conflict. So that the policy now is written will just read tax administration staff are prohibited from bidding on or purchasing surplus county real property under this policy.
Do I have a motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to amend the Duplin County policy for the sale of property owned surplus real property by removing the clause previously prohibiting county commissioners, county manager, and county attorney from bidding on or purchasing property pursuant of the NC General Statute 14-234D1. Any more comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Wait a second. Mr. Chairman, I think we had a question.
You don't take questions at all.
Yeah. No, was it a comment? Or yeah? No. Okay. Sorry.
You can address it later.
Okay, any more business? Okay, do I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting till Monday the 21st, 2021 at 6:00 p.m. for the Board of Commissioners meeting, the administrative building located on 224 Seminary Street, Kenansville, North Carolina. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.